Hi, dear movie breakers. I'm Stiletto Carno, and I have for you the next interview. It's again to a competition movie, this time by Hanna Jušić, and she made the movie God Will Not Help, which tells us about a woman that in the early 20th century comes all the way from Chile to a small Croatian shepherd's community, allegedly because she got family ties there. But then this becomes a story of an attempted female liberation and emancipation. How did this story come to you?
Well, actually, this story took me a long time to write, and I really wanted to kind of explore this notion of a person coming from somewhere completely different to an isolated community and very traditional and closed community of people that are not used to strangers. So I really wanted to bring someone from the other part of the world to this kind of place and to put her in this situation to find her way to exist there among them. Yeah, this was intriguing for me.
Usually strangers have a certain kind of exclusionary position in such a tight-knit community. But here, this outsider position actually seems to become an advantage. Why that change from the usual way of storytelling?
She comes there saying that she is their sister-in-law. So in a way, they need to accept her immediately. But I wanted to show these two kind of ways, because this community has people that are like carriers of these traditional values and of this like xenophobic closedness, and they don't accept her. They just tell her she's a witch. They etiquette her as a witch and try to get rid of her. But there are people inside this community who, although they are members of the community and they're insiders, they feel like outsiders. So Ilya and Milena, two other main characters, they don't really belong to this community truly. So this outsider for them becomes a kind of a straw of like a symbol of possibility of running away, of a possibility of liberation. She shows them, okay, there is world outside this. There are people that are different. I can maybe change my life. For Ilya, he doesn't succeed in this. And for Milena, she goes with Teresa, and Teresa is like her leader into freedom.
Are there really different societies and different worlds? Because what we also learn from the main character, Milena, who is the woman to come from Chile, is that she suffered the same repression that is present in the shepherd community in Croatia.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is what it's always like this, that we people of this earth are always much more similar than we think. And, you know, people see foreigners as outsiders, and that they are something completely different from themselves, something unknown. But actually, mostly everywhere, people suffer from the same things. Most of them either want to belong, they want to be a part of community. They are good people, they are bad people. I mean, it's everywhere the same.
What about the era? What connection do you have to this very specific time setting?
I wanted to explore this particular era, which is a period when people from Croatia mostly migrated to Chile. This is the period of the late 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, because I wanted to keep this historic authenticity in a way that this was really this period where it was kind of like a normal thing that one family member just goes to Southern America and never returns, and then this person is kept like somewhere between life and death. Sometimes people wouldn't even know if this person was alive or dead, and do they have any relatives there? Did he become very rich? Or, you know, it was like this person was a myth.
Tell us about the story's reflection to the present. Do you see it as a parable for current events in Croatia?
Well, yeah, it wasn't written as a parable so much. Mostly what I wanted to connect to Croatian society is to show that these traditional values are still very much, I mean, I live in a very patriarchal country still. and this kind of not trusting anything new, anything different. And especially in the last years, there has been a strong attempts to re-traditionalize Croatian society more. For instance, they have been a big anti-abortion movement, especially sadly among young people, finally among men that are fighting against abortion. So I wanted to tackle these subjects of women still being in this position as Milena and Teresa, that this kind of roles of women in the society are not extinct, like to make women feel like this, to be oppressed by men who say what they should do or they should not do.
As a female director, was it always clear for you that your feature would be a story centered around female characters?
It was similar. It was also, Sequestering at My Place was also a film about a woman in a very oppressive society.
How about the main actress? How did you find her and how was working with her together?
The main actress, Manuela Martelli, she's from Chile. She is also a film director who is currently directing her second feature. I saw her in a short film called Valparaiso by Carlo Sironi, an Italian director. I saw it in 2017, and I was really very drawn to her and to her presence on screen and to her charisma. And when I saw her, I remembered, she's from Chile, I'm from Croatia. What chances are that I meet her or that I can approach her, write her, whatever? But then I remember, wow, we have a very strong immigration to Chile. Even now, Chilean president, his family is from Croatia. So maybe there is a connection. And I started writing this script with her in mind. And only years later, I approached her after the script was finished.
The story takes place in a very stark rural setting. Were you involved in location scouts?
Yeah, yes. This area is very beautiful. It's close to the seaside, but so the mountains that are like the border of the seaside to the continental Croatia, and they're the highest mountains in Croatia. And I really spent in the last 5 years, me and my DOP and costume designer, all three of us were traveling the area extensively and really got to know the area very well and people from there. So I'm really kind of proud that we didn't come there as a film set that just like landed in the area, did the film and left, but throughout this location scouting we really got connected to the people from there, their stories, and the stories were incorporated into the film, and they really helped us, the shepherds from the area, with their sheep. So it was a very, very nice experience.
So are the sheep original sheep from the area? Are those really shepherd sheep and not trained animals?
Yeah. They're actually, in all of the shots with the sheep, the shepherds are just outside the shot. So the shepherds were our animal handlers in a way, the real shepherds and their sheep. And it was really important for them to teach the actors how to deal with the sheep. So they were all with us all the time, showing the actors how they should, you know, how the sheep won't run away from them. And we had some scenes where the shepherds are milking the sheep. They didn't get into the film, but the shepherds taught the actors to do it.
How was shooting in such a harsh landscape? Did you have some exciting experiences or challenges there?
I mean, everything was a challenge, you know, because the temperatures got from extremely high to low in the night. Everything was to go to the toilet, you should go up, climb to the rough territory. Like everywhere there was, our biggest fear all the time were the snakes, because this is the only area in Croatia that has poisonous snakes. So wherever you stand, you first check if there is a snake there or is it on the tree. Also, like one of our crew members got a stroke because of the heat. And so it was really like the conditions were not human. But shepherds do it all the time. So we thought if they can do it, if they can spend their time in these kind of conditions, I guess we can do it as well.
How many weeks were you in those areas?
The shooting was 36 days. 6 weeks, a month and a half.
The The film also leans towards magical realism or mystical elements. What do these elements signify for you?
I really wanted to be on this. I wanted the whole film to be real. I mean real, that there is no real magic. That there is. I didn't want to go into the supernatural. For me, everything that happens in the film is like this reality that surrounds us. Nothing is magical, but I wanted to be on the verge of this all the time. So Teresa sees Marko Mitrović, but these are her dreams. So I wanted to make this border between dream and reality in terms of film style, that it's kind of invisible, but still that all the time we don't cross it. We don't feel that nothing, that something is going on that cannot be happening in this physical reality. So,
are there specific cinematic works or artists that inspire you or your films?
Well, yes, for this film, I had many references that I mean, it's always like this, that you steal from films that you like and then you mix it together into something. Like my references for this film were for many years were like Vitalina Varela by Pedro Costa, in terms of how the film is lit in some night scenes. Then Silent Light by Carlos Regadas also was a big inspiration. Then a mixed cut of by Kelly Reichardt was a big inspiration, and also Piano by Jane Campion. I really stole this black dress from Jane Campion.
Now that you're here at Locarno presenting your film in the main competition, how does it feel for you?
Well, it's really a big thing for me to be here in the main competition, because yes, I come from a small country, that it's a big success. Yes, something that you always, it's a gamble, because Croatia is not a country that is so visible. So for us, any kind of success on a big festival is a very big thing.
What do you hope will the audience, if they see your film, take away from it?
Well, yes, yesterday on this screening, it's always the nicest feeling when, I mean, for everyone, I guess, for all the filmmakers, it's like this, that when people approach you after the screening and they say that they were really, really touched by the characters, and that their stories touched something in them that they experienced, and that they felt empathy and emotion for characters and their stories. So this is, yesterday I was very, like, my heart was full when random people just approached me and told me how they were moved. So this is always like this.
You already mentioned that Croatia is not very visible on the international cinematic map. How hard is it to get the funds and realize a project?
Well, because we are such a small country, it's not so hard, because there is not many of us, so it's not so hard to get Croatian money. But as it is, you now in Europe, it's very difficult to make a film only from the money of your own country. So we need co-productions, and with co-productions, it's really not that easy. Many of us are fighting for this European money, and I think because the state of the world as it is in the moment, and all these wars and Europe going to arms, the money for the films will be less and less and less. So it's quite a depressing situation. But then I don't want to be, because we are still quite well compared to some other parts of the world where people are being killed. Not getting money for the film is not such a big thing.
Would you say that regarding film funding, Eurocentrism is an issue?
All of us are competing for the same money. It's just that maybe it's easier to get money when you're from a big country in these terms of European funds. But we have this good thing that in Croatia, like if you make a successful film, most likely that you will get funded for your next film. When you're in a bigger country, there are more directors, and it's maybe you won't get funded so easily.
Would you say that it's harder for women these days to get funds for films still, or would you say that it's more level-headed?
I think it's more level-headed. This is my personal experience. Oh, and also it's my personal experience from Croatia. I don't know how it is in other countries, but we are a traditional patriarchal country, but in terms of culture, and because I think it works quite okay that women are given opportunities in the last 10 years, I think things are really changing in that way.
You have told a story about two women from the perspective of a female director. We see more stories about women these days, also right here at Locarno. One has to notice that many of those stories about women that we see are actually still made by male directors. So we see the male vision of what women would be like. How do you feel about it? Do you think that this represses female voices, or do you think it amplifies female voices?
This is, for me, a very interesting and important question, because I also teach at the university, I teach at the film school Croatian, and sometimes my male students would like to make a film about a female, and because the younger people are more sensitive to these things, unlike middle-aged men who are sometimes completely oblivious to these kind of things. So younger people are more sensitive, boys as well. So they ask me, okay, I'm a guy and I really want to make a film with a male female character. Am I like allowed to do it? It's a difficult question because I think a big problem with today's cinema is somehow that at one side, you are not allowed to make a film about anything that is not your personal experience. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to write a story about someone else, not something that you have been through? I think a man can do a story with a female character, but the problem is how they do it, because many films done by men about female characters are really done from this outside perspective where they don't really have this woman as a character. They have her as a female figure in a film without really getting into her, into this woman and her own experience. So a woman is either a victim. For me, the worst thing when there a man is directing a film where a woman is a big victim, there cannot be a rule. You just, when you see the film, you know if this man did a good job or no, or he just like used a woman in a way.
Now that you're here at Locarno, do you already think about your next project? Is there something you're maybe working on?
Well, not yet. I have some ideas, and I also have, maybe I will work on a series soon, like a small series, and also have some ideas, but for me, it's very difficult. I need to get this film out of my brain and then start working on something new. And yesterday I watched the film, God will not help, I think, for the last time in my life, because I've seen it so many times now that I really don't want to see it ever again. So yesterday, I think I closed the circle of this film and I'm ready for a new one.
We are certainly interested in that and will keep looking at your work. Thank you so much for this interview. God Will Not Help is now at Locarno. If it gets a German release, you, of course, read about it at Movie Break. Thank you.
Thank you.